You know, it's been absolutely wild watching what's been happening on the Robinhood chain lately. Noxa, that token launchpad over there, just triggered a massive surge in network activity by rapidly rolling out wave after wave of memecoins. It's been a real spectacle.
It certainly has. The numbers are staggering, actually. In just 2 weeks, that launchpad-driven activity generated around $4 billion in cumulative decentralized exchange volume and pulled in over $12 million in launch fees for the platform.
But then, just when everyone thought it wouldn't stop, Noxa abruptly hit the brakes on July 11. They halted all new token launches, which really marked the end of that highly speculative frenzy and forced a lot of people to step back and reassess how launchpads actually shape these ecosystems.
Exactly. And it's important to remember what launchpads actually do. They're critical gateways for new tokens. They manage initial liquidity, run security audits, and build the community from day one.
And when one of them really gains traction, it acts like a powerful catalyst, doesn't it? It just ignites network-wide activity in a way you don't see often.
That's right. Noxa's rapid distribution model pulled in a flood of retail traders and speculative capital. It created this chain reaction of trading and liquidity provision that temporarily supercharged the entire Robinhood chain.
So, I think a lot of folks are wondering if the July 11 halt means it's all over. But honestly, it likely just reflects standard industry cycles rather than a permanent shutdown.
That's a fair point. Launchpads typically step back after capturing significant market share and fees. They use that time to assess market conditions, upgrade their infrastructure, or even pivot to new networks.
Plus, you have to consider that a rapid influx of memecoins can seriously strain network resources and attract regulatory scrutiny. Pausing operations is often just a necessary move for compliance reviews and proper risk management.
Precisely. This cooling period is really signaling a natural market transition. We're moving away from short-term hype into a more mature phase that's focused on quality control and long-term utility.
I love that perspective. And for the Robinhood chain specifically, Nox's run actually validated its technical capacity to handle high-frequency trading and attract genuine retail participation. That's a win in itself.
It is, but the sudden pause also exposes a common ecosystem vulnerability, an over-reliance on speculative catalysts.
Absolutely. While memecoins and launchpads can generate impressive volume metrics, sustainable blockchain growth really requires diversification.
Agreed. Networks need to expand beyond meme-driven hype. They have to incorporate decentralized finance protocols, NFT marketplaces, and real-world asset tokenization if they want to retain users and capital over the long term.
So, what does that mean for people actually in the market right now? I think the critical takeaways are pretty clear.
For retail investors, it's about exercising strict due diligence. You have to carefully evaluate tokenomics, team transparency, and liquidity lock mechanisms to mitigate that rapid volatility.
And on the building side, developers and ecosystem architects need to design infrastructure that can actually withstand these boom and bust cycles. That means prioritizing robust risk management, clear communication, and adaptive roadmaps.
Ultimately, the projects that survive these market shifts are the ones that emphasize user experience, security, and genuine utility over temporary speculation.
Looking ahead, I don't think Nox's operational pause marks the end of the road. It's just the end of a hype-driven chapter, not the end of the Robinhood chain or the broader memecoin sector.
Right. The market will likely enter a consolidation phase. Fundamentals will be evaluated, trading volume will stabilize, and we'll see new distribution models emerge.
In cryptocurrency, Adaptability really remains the only constant. We just have to stay flexible and keep learning.
Exactly. Networks and projects that prioritize sustainable growth, transparent practices, and real-world utility will be best positioned to thrive when the next market cycle begins.